Breitbart spoil on Newsmax, leaks and smears against Tucker Carlson driving viewers away from Fox News to Breitbart and Newsmax. By Hannah Blow on May 3, 2023. Fox News's consolidated effort to smear and silence former primetime host Tucker Carlson is only driving viewers away from the network and to outlets such as Breitbart News and Newsmax. Breitbart News's Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle said during an appearance on Newsmax. Boyle spoke about the aftermath of Carlson's unexpected exit from the media giant and the subsequent emergence of leaks to leftist outlets, including the Soros-funded Media Matters and the New York Times. The leaks, apparently aimed at tarnishing Carlson's character, have only invigorated the conservative base. Many have observed that the leaks make them like the popular conservative personality even more, as they show Carlson lamenting issues related to the Fox Nation website and joking around on set. In another leaked message given to The Times, Carlson offers his thoughts on how the mob mentality can have a bad effect on virtually anyone, even him. They silenced him, and now they're realizing he can't be silenced, the Newsmax host observed before introducing Boyle. So they moved to Plan B, and that is trying to discredit him, but it's not working either. Boyle referenced his previous reporting, revealing that Fox News executives are essentially attempting to sideline Carlson through the 2024 presidential election, given the fact that his current contract runs through December 2024. Sources familiar with the matter told Breitbart News that Fox News is attempting to keep Carlson under contract until after the election. "I spent all last week talking to people at the network. Inside, outside people for all sorts of different sources with familiarity of what's actually going on here. And the big reveal, yes, is that Tucker is still under contract and they are holding it over his head like the sword of Damocles," Boyle said. "They're not allowing him to go out there and do something else. They refuse to release him from the contract and negotiate an exit at this time. The Murdoch family is trying to keep him silent," Boyle said, explaining that the globalist, establishment Murdoch family and their allies were getting increasingly unnerved by the third rail topics that Tucker was regularly hitting on his show, including topics such as the vaccine and aid to Ukraine. Carlson touching on those topics, Boyle continued, was rocking the boat and they didn't like that. As a result, Fox News executives are now using the Dominion lawsuit settlement as justification to regain control of the network, Boyle explained, noting that they also pushed out Dan Bongino, their biggest weekend show host. "If that's the best they can come up with, they've got a real problem," Boyle said of the Fox leaks, explaining that they are now weaponizing Fox News to target Carlson. Boyle identified Fox News's executive vice president of corporate communications, Irina Brigandi, as a major player in this. "These players," he continued, "are leaking information to the likes of Media Matters, which was, ironically, created for the express purpose of destroying Fox News. Now they are working together," he added, explaining that insider sources indicated Fox News desires to go back to milquetoast reporting. "Boring, not edgy, content. They don't want to push the envelope. They don't want to drive things forward at all. But again, they're now getting in league with all these leftists and whatnot," Boyle explained, noting that this is only helping conservative news outlets such as Breitbart and Newsmax. "What's happening is people are leaving Fox. They're coming to places like Newsmax and Breitbart, which is great for us," he said.